University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today, folks. And I'm telling you, I still feel bullish about November 2020 for Republicans. I think it's going to be a good election cycle, and I think this president is going to be reelected, provided that everybody stays on message. And that's going to be the big challenge, is making sure everyone stays on message. Well, I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. A good friend of this show, Tommy Hicks, is co-chairman of the RNC, and he joins us this afternoon. Hey, Tommy, how's it going?
It's good, Todd. Happy belated 4th of July.
Well, likewise. And Tommy, I'm telling you, I felt really great after the president's remarks at the base of Mount Rushmore. But before we get to the president, I just want to talk about South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. She looked, quite frankly, very presidential as she delivered her remarks from South Dakota.
Oh, she was great, and I got the opportunities to spend some time with her. She's such a great American, and she, you know, I was really proud to see her speak, and her message was terrific.
I mean, and again, she's doing what, by and large, many Republicans are not, which is taking a very bold public stand and standing up to these, I call them culture jihadists, who are tearing down our monuments, our statues, banning our books, burning paintings. She's taking a stand. And honestly, I think that's the winning formula for 2020, Tommy.
I think so, too. And, you know, you're seeing basically, you know, a mob mentality take place. And she and the president are both doing a really important thing, which is showing leadership. And, you know, and Joe Biden is doing the exact opposite. He has been silent on this. And basically what that is an endorsement of mob rule. And so I think there's no clearer choice that we as a country are going to make this November. And I feel really good about it as well.
The polling data seems to be all over the place out there. What are your internals saying right now about those downstate elections, both the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate?
Well, the polls could not have been more wrong in 2016. And I think our internal numbers show us, show strength. And we are excited about this. Every single state is in play. We can flip some states. We will win back the House. And we have 8 million voters who showed up in 2016 who disengaged during the midterms. And they're going to come back home in 2020. And that's going to result in a landslide electoral victory for the president, and also success with the House, flipping the House and holding on to the Senate, which is very important.
At this stage of the game, and of course, you know how these things are, you know, the opinions change daily. But, you know, what is the big issue that you guys believe is going to drive people to the polls on Election Day?
Well, I think that people understand this president made promises in 2016 and kept those promises. And what we saw before the virus was a record economy. We've never seen an economy so strong in the history of the world. We've got 200 judges who interpret the Constitution as opposed to legislate from the bench. Massive deregulation, which the president was very focused on. So I think you'll have 4 more years of continued prosperity for the American people. And, the swamp needs to be drained. And I don't think we realized how bad it was until we won in 2016. And it's reared its ugly head, and the American people are going to want 4 more years of draining that swamp.
And again, this is a process. It does not happen overnight, which is why, you know, I think the American people are going to give this president another 4 years in office to finish the job.
Yeah, absolutely. You're seeing that. This president has faced more obstacles than any president in my lifetime, and he's done it with character, and he's stood strong, and the American people appreciate that leadership. We've never seen a president have to go up against, whether it's the swamp or the mainstream media like he has, and the American people benefited as a direct result of that.
Or, quite frankly, members of his own party, allegedly. I mean, some of these never-Trumpers in the party. This is just bad form, and we've got to keep calling these people out, Tommy.
Well, you know, that's what leadership is, and this president is leading by example. And it's really amazing to think about all the promises that he's made and kept over the first 3.5 years. So we will get 4 more years of Donald J. Trump as president, and our country, my kids, my grandkids in the future will be better off because of it.
Well said. All right, Tommy, going to have to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the great work you guys are doing there at the RNC. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, there you have it. Interesting story out of Memphis, Tennessee. The district attorney in Shelby County, her name is Amy Wyrick. She is a Republican. And by and large, she is very effective at her job. She has come under fire from a number of activist groups in the community, Black Lives Matter, and the list goes from there. So over the weekend, as many Americans were getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July, an angry mob of thugs showed up at her home, her private home, the home she shares with her husband and their children. The angry mob, and this is all on video, which you can see on our website, toddstearns.com. The angry mob drove into this subdivision, and by angry mob, I mean most of them are white. As has been the case in many of these protests around the country. And the leader of the mob on video camera told them to start blocking off the streets around the district attorney's home. I don't know why. Maybe it was to prevent them from escaping, to block any kind of a getaway. And they set up on the front yard of her home, and they began chanting and screaming profanities, telling her to come out. There were several blood-curdling screams, a lot of filth. At one point, a neighbor comes out and wants to know what the heck is going on. And the guy, one of the protest organizers, screams at the neighbor, "This is our street, MF-er." He said he was part of a group called F-Yo-Forth, like an F-Your-Forth, but the urban vernacular, the street vernacular, F-Yo-Forth. That's what they screamed at the poor neighbors. I'd have just let loose the dogs. I would have just told the police, well, the little Fido was all cooped up and needed to go out and, you know, got a little hungry and wanted to munch on the leg of a protester. Call the police. This is our street. That's what they were screaming at the neighbors. No, sir, it is their street. They paid for that street with their tax dollars. So then, and it's really interesting because all of this was caught on video, and these people were so ignorant because they didn't realize that all the things they were, because they would say things like, "Oh, don't put that on the camera. Well, they recorded it all. These people were not the most, brightest bulbs in the lamp, as they say. So they block off all the streets, and the organizer says, folks are going to have to talk to our marchers to get by. So they were basically setting up roadblocks. You either come with us or you go in the house. That's what they told the neighbors. So at some point, there was one particularly large protester, Large Marge, we'll call her. And Large Marge and her friend have the fireworks. And they're setting off the fireworks, directing the fireworks at the house. In other words, they were trying to set the roof of the district attorney's home on fire. And all the while, you have somebody in the background saying, "Yeah, y'all don't put that on the video. These morons put it on the video, and we got a screenshot of it. ToddStearns.com. I don't know if they've pulled the video yet, but if they have, we have a screenshot. So then, it's a lovely home, an older neighborhood, and she has this walkway. You've seen those kinds of walkways where it's like a long stretch and then a couple of steps down and then another long stretch and a couple of steps down, and then you're at the street. And the district attorney had planted some beautiful American flags on either side of the walkway, all the from the house all the way down to the street. So the thugs and thuglings, at that point, they scoop up all of the flags and they set them all on fire. All the while, they're, you know, screaming that they want her to come out of the house. 20 minutes this went on. 20 minutes. And then finally, you hear police sirens. And I don't know how long it took for the police to get there. I don't know if somebody had just, you know, it finally got out of control when they started seeing smoke on the front yard and they said, oh, we better call 911. Or maybe it took 20 minutes for them to get there. I don't know. But you had these people out there, and these were, it was like the Free Palestine crowd, and they were demanding that the district attorney turn over her home because it was built on Chickasaw and Choctaw land. Unbelievable. This is America right now. 20 minutes. Let me ask you a question. What would you do? I mean, this is your home. You're minding your business in your home, and all of a sudden, you've got anarchy on the front yard. You've got people burning flags. You have people trying to set your house on fire. And there are no police. Now you understand why you need to have a firearm in your home. Heaven forbid the mob comes after you one day. So I say good for the district attorney practicing restraint here. I don't know if she was home or not. But could you imagine the poor lady's children? I mean, terrified. They've got these goons. And honestly, I was taking a look at some of the photographs here. It looks like the bar scene out of Star Wars. Is that a good reference, Avery?
Yeah, that's a pretty good reference. I'd say it's a little bit more extreme than such as that, but you know.
What did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K?
I'm going to have to ask you to stop, Caleb, before you ruin the show.
HD am I?
We're going to break. We'll be right back.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back. Hey, by the way, if you guys haven't already done so, all of you new folks in Nevada and Michigan, got to check out the brand new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Great book, if I do say so myself. But it really does help explain what's happening right now in American society and where we are going, or at least where I think we are going, if we do not stop this nonsense from happening. Culture Jihad, and you can order it on Amazon or really wherever you get your books. Happy to sign an autographed copy for you if you want to order one at toddstarnes.com. And I believe we have a pretty good special going on, not just with Culture Jihad, but the other books as well. 5 books in all. And we're going to be making an announcement about the next book project probably in a couple of weeks or so. You're going to want to stick around for that. All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-8868. Let's go down to Arcadia, Florida. Mike, what's going on today?
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Mike, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Hey, man, I tell you, you're a great American patriot, and I'm so glad we have somebody like you to listen to. I just wanted to make a comment about these people shooting fireworks at the district attorney's house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know what the laws are like in Colorado, but in Florida, if somebody's trying to burn your house down, you can blow them away.
Is that right? So is that the law of the land down there in Florida?
Well, we have stand your ground law here in Florida and castle laws. So if somebody's attempting to burn your house down with your family inside, you're allowed to use deadly force. And I guarantee you, in the little town that I'm from, Arcadia, every person just about here owns guns, and we would not tolerate anything like that.
Yeah, what was it? A couple of days ago, Mike, Clay County, Florida, the sheriff there said he believes his deputies could handle, you know, the Antifa crowd, but if push came to shove, he'd deputize every law-abiding gun owner in the county.
Absolutely. They wouldn't even have to deputize us here, because if we seen our neighbors being attacked, we'd come out and defend our neighbors also. We're a pretty tight community here.
And Mike, I think that's the point, is that we need to start looking out for each other. And it troubles me that it took the police 20 minutes to get to the district attorney's house, because I'm telling you, if it took 20 minutes to get to the DA's house, how long do you think it's going to take for him to get to somebody like me?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before these people do start going inside people's houses. You know, this is just the beginning. They get more and more bold each time. And it's just going to be a matter of time before they're going in people's houses.
You know, Mike, I was on a morning radio show at the Atlanta area this morning, and we were talking about that. The host asked me about Governor Brian Kemp. He called out 1,000 members of the National Guard to patrol the streets of Atlanta. Very dangerous, very violent. And why? Because they allowed people to get out there and act like fools without any consequence. And I appreciate the governor calling out the National Guard, but Mike, I got to tell you, they should have called out the National Guard a couple of weeks ago. Now it's a little too late.
Yes, it never should have got to the point that it was. And I mean, I'm all for anybody's rights to carry guns, especially in open carry states. But these guys were walking in and out of traffic, threatening motorists with their gun. I mean, yeah, it should have never got to that point. I can't believe the governor of Georgia took so long to get to where he sent the National Guard in.
No, well, me neither. I'm glad he is, and I hope things work out for the good people down there in Georgia. But this is just nuts, and I'm with you. You know, we've got to have a strong show of force to put a stop to this nonsense. All right, Mike, thanks for the telephone call. Thank you for listening. Good people down there in Florida. Let's go to the Villages. Mark is on the line. Hi, Mark. What's going on?
Hey, Todd, it's good to hear from you again. How you doing, sir?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Like your last caller said, they start going into these houses, and they're going to have a rude awakening, because I've seen a lot of senior citizens signing up for conceal and carry in their 70s and 80s, and they're loading up. And I'm telling you, you know, to sit there, of course they're going to try to force her out of her house. They're not stupid enough to go into these houses. And I'm going to be honest with you, if they start going into these houses, there's going to be some body bags. Because if you come into these houses, a lot of these houses, they're armed. They will shoot you, and there's not going to be any questions asked. You're going to have your life ended. It's that simple. And there's no other way of putting it.
Yeah, Mark, look, I hear you, and I'm with you. You're absolutely right. You come into Grandma's house, Grandma's going to let the good Lord sort it all out. All right, Mark, thank you for the call. We got to take a break here, guys. Great calls. 844-747-8868 is our number. ToddStearns.com is our website. We'll be right back. Got to tell you, this one has me stumped. There's a big crime, a crime spree in, is it Martinez, California? Martinez, California? It's Martinez, Georgia. Is that right, or Martinez, Georgia? Martinez, Georgia. I can't remember. Nevada. I remember that. Police in Martinez, California, investigating an act of vandalism. Black Lives Matter protesters painted giant yellow letters that read Black Lives Matter in the street. But that's not the act of vandalism. Apparently, two white people were caught on video defacing the Black Lives Matter mural. And police say that's just unacceptable. They say that the city of Martinez values tolerance, and the damage to the mural was divisive and hurtful. This is pretty funny. So what they did was, they instead of, well, you got it. We'll post a picture of it on the website. A viral video of the incident, the woman can be seen using a paint roller and black paint to cover up the B and the L in black. The man was wearing a shirt from President Trump's campaign and a red MAGA hat. So there you go. So now, just so we understand, so Black Lives Matter, they initiated the vandalism, and then these other people came along, and they vandalized the vandalism. So now in Martinez, California, it is illegal to vandalize vandalism. Do we all understand now? I should have asked for something a little bit stronger in the sweet tea today. Want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line, good friend of this program, running for the United States Senate in the great state of Tennessee, Dr. Manny Sethi. Dr. Sethi, how's it going?
It's good, yes.
Oh, Dr. Sethi, I think we've got a bad phone connection. Let's try that again. Hello, Dr. Sethi.
What? No.
Oh, boy. You know what, guys? Let's try to work that phone signal out. I think Dr. Sethi is in a bad cell spot. In the meantime, I want to go to Osceola, Arkansas. Rita is listening to us on our Facebook live stream. Rita, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. What's on your mind, Rita?
Well, what's on my mind is all of this ruckus about wearing the mask. I mean, I know everybody's got a different opinion about it, but you know, if it does any good at all, I feel like that everybody should be doing it.
So you think people should be wearing masks?
Yes, I do.
Why is that? Why do you think people need to be wearing a mask?
Okay, I am a dialysis patient. Being immunocompromised, I have to watch everything I do, who I'm around. I mean, you know, just, and I do the research. I do the research. I try to find out what are the least harmful things that I can do going about in my daily life. But if something comes up, I will go and ask my people at the dialysis clinic, my doctors, my techs, somebody who would be more in the loop than I would be. And I try to go by what they tell me, because I know that what they're telling me is not all just opinion. It's actual scientific facts.
Now, Rita, let me ask you a couple of questions here.
Okay.
So if they tell you, I mean, the issue here is no one knows exactly how long we're going to have to wear the face masks. What if this is indefinite?
I realize that.
What if it's indefinite? I mean, what if we have to wear them for the rest of our lives?
Well, look at China, look at Japan. Every picture you see, like, you know, of the great big cities and whatnot, everybody has a mask on. It is law in the country of China and the country of Japan that they have to wear a mask.
Would it not be more prudent to say that the people who are in those high-risk categories should be the ones who are isolated, or should, you know, be the ones who, you know, are, you know, not around large groups of people? Oh, did we lose Rita? Well, I'm sorry to hear that, guys. Rita, I'm terribly sorry. I was enjoying the conversation, and I wanted to hear how you were doing on your dialysis. Look. Let me say something about these masks, because there are some people out there just being buttheads about this. And I was on Twitter just a few moments ago, and I saw that Costco was trending. Have you guys seen the Costco video?
There's another one, because I remember Costco Kevin from a while back.
Oh, yeah. We got Costco Ken going on now.
Oh, that's a thing?
Oh, this guy is unhinged. Now, can we just be honest here? And conservatives, can we talk amongst ourselves for just a second? Just because the leftists are, you know, jerk faces, is no reason for you to be a jerk face. And there's a lot of jerk-faced stuff going on. Jerk-fakiness? There's a lot of jerk-fakiness going on out there. And there was this guy in Costco, and he's given the what for, because I guess some moron is filming, some losers, you know, filming the guy not wearing a mask. And in Costco, what is the rule of thumb? Caleb, what is the rule of thumb if you're in Costco?
You got to wear a mask these days.
You got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. That's the rule. It's their company. It's a stupid rule. But you know what? If you want to go shopping in Costco, what do you have to do, Caleb?
Got to wear a mask.
You got to wear a mask.
Well, you could do that, or you can end up on a Twitter video.
Or you can go viral on Twitter, and then, and so, again, it's, we're dealing with a lot of people in this country who are complete jerks. I mean, just buttheads. You know what I'm talking about. You probably know some of these people. And they just like to cause a scene to cause a scene. Now, here's my take on it. You know, I everywhere I go here in Memphis, I stuff a mask in the pocket. Not the sunshine, but the mask. And you know why? Because there may be a business that says, sir, you've got to wear a mask. And if you don't have a mask, you can't shop here. And so what do you do? Well, you're like, well, okay. Am I happy about having to wear a mask? No, not at all. But it's their business, their rules. We don't make people wear masks in my radio station. You know why, Caleb? You know why we don't have to wear masks here at the radio station I own, Caleb?
Well, one reason would be we have to talk into microphones, and masks could probably make that a little difficult.
That's not the answer I was looking for. Because I own the radio. I get to set the rules. That was the answer I was looking for.
It's also a good reason.
It's an excellent reason. So there's no reason to be jerks out there, people. And a lot of you folks out there, not a lot, but some of you folks out there, you're just being jerks. I mean, screaming and cussing at the clerks as if they make the decisions, they make the policies. They're just doing their jobs, folks. They're just doing their jobs. And it's pretty pathetic the way people are being treated. And you know what? It's also pretty nasty. All you people out there, you know who you are, because I ran into a bunch of you in the produce aisle of Kroger's over in Germantown, Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. Oh, he's not wearing a mask. He's infecting people. You know what? I don't have the virus, lady. Go buy your kumquats and leave me alone. You know, stop putting your nose in other people's business is what I'm trying to say. You lefties out there, and you know who you are. That's all I'm trying to say. All right. We got to take a break here. We're going to regroup with these phones. 844-747-8868. Caleb, did we pay the phone bill?
Avery, did you pay that?
I did not know that was my responsibility, so yeah, I apologize if I didn't.
Jeez, you got to check the spam folder. Good Lord, that could explain everything. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
I'm telling you, man, people have just lost it. You know what I mean? Just lost it. This Costco video. They're calling him Costco Ken, I believe. Not to be confused, what was it? Costco Kevin? Is that the other guy?
Yeah, the other guy was Costco Kevin. So we're sticking with Costco and then a guy whose name starts with a K. So Costco Kyle maybe coming up next?
Maybe. That would be KKK, so they probably can't do that. That might be inappropriate. Just want to throw that out there, Caleb, with the C. Folks, just lay off the caffeine. That's all I can tell you. Just lay off the caffeine.
Caffeine starts with a C, by the way.
Thank you, Caleb. Appreciate that. All right, I believe we have reestablished contact with Dr. Manny Sethi. The man is crisscrossing the entire state of Tennessee, campaigning for the U.S. Senate, running in the Republican primary. Dr. Sethi, how's it going?
Hey, Todd, how are you doing, brother? Sorry for all the difficulty. We're running around East Tennessee.
No, I was blaming it on Bill Hagerty, but...
yeah, he's probably in his mansion.
Hey, look, you know, Dr. Sethi, we've been talking about the uptick in the coronavirus cases. Memphis, Tennessee, just a few moments ago, announced they're shutting down all the bars. Looks like they're going to be targeting the restaurants. Dr. Sethi, I'm not sure the American people, I'm not sure people here in the volunteer state are going to be able to tolerate this much longer.
Yeah, you know, I'm really disappointed, and I just think there are two sets of laws here for two different people. Now, if you want to ride in the streets and you want to do all that, then you're allowed to. But if you want to run your business, you're not allowed to. And I just think this hypocrisy is just ridiculous, and we got to stand up to it. And we're seeing in Nashville, the Mayor Cooper, he did it there this past weekend, and I guess now you're seeing in Memphis. And I just think that's ridiculous, and there's just no science to it. This is just an arbitrary decision, and I very strongly disagree.
You tell people to stand up, and we do that here on this radio program quite a bit. What do you recommend the people do?
I mean, I think what you need to do is you need to pick up the phone and call the mayor's office and just tell them how much you disagree with this. But the thing we can't do is back down to this mob. And, you know, what they're doing right now is just ridiculous with burning and rioting and looting in the streets. And anybody says anything about it, you're called a racist. I think it's ridiculous, Todd. And I've had just about enough of it. And that's why I'm running.
You know, I hear you, and I think people are really frustrated. We told the story just a few moments ago about the district attorney in Shelby County. Her home came under attack. They shot fireworks. They gathered up all the flags on her front lawn, and they burned them, and no one was arrested. No one was punished for that. I mean, these people, in my estimation, are domestic terrorists.
I totally agree. And I just think what's happening is in our country is you're developing two sets of laws. I mean, for people who want to go to church, people who want to run their business, and then these other people who are just doing whatever they want, burning flags and scaring people. And it's just not right.
No, it's not.
Time, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just think it's time, you know, if the elected officials want people to take them seriously, they need to take the people seriously.
And I hear you. And there's been a great sense, a great source of frustration among voters when they see some of these Republicans up on Capitol Hill, and they are not speaking out. They're not standing up. They're not taking those what might consider to be controversial positions because they don't want to, you know, become the targets of the rampaging mob. But somebody's got to be able to stand up and say enough is enough.
Yeah, I think we got to, you know, these weak-kneed Republicans, the establishment, they're just backing down and not taking a stand. And we got to do something about it. I mean, how is it right? I'll give you an example. The mayor of Nashville, he gave a permit to the Black Lives Matter movement this Saturday to go out there and protest, do what they want. And he didn't give a permit to the Davidson County GOP to have a picnic outside in a pavilion. And I mean, that just tells you everything you need to know right there. That's ridiculous. I mean, what happened to our constitutional rights? Where are those going? And we got to stand up to the mob. We just got to take them on. And I get it. It's scary. But in our campaign, that's what we're doing. We're speaking truth and let these people bring it on.
I will say this. What's very interesting, and I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but I know that President Trump has endorsed Ambassador Hagerty. But time and time again, we are seeing the candidates picked by the president actually losing in their primary battles here. So that's got to make you guys feel pretty good.
Well, you know, Todd, as we've talked about before, I love the president. I know you do. People across Tennessee do. But they just don't want another Washington establishment Republican, an insider, Mitt Romney's national finance chairman, and Jeb Bush's presidential delegate. They want someone who comes from outside of government, someone who's going to take on the mob, someone who's going to just speak the truth, not just one of these folks who's going to dine in the Senate dining room with Mitt Romney.
Well said. Well said. Are you still driving around the bright Tennessee orange bus?
I'm in it right now, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, look, if you make it back to, make it back on the other side of the state, swing by and say howdy, and the sweet tea's on me.
Oh, you got it. Well, Todd, thank you, brother. Thanks for all you've done for us and your support. It means a lot.
All right. Good man right there, folks. Dr. Manny Sethi, he is running for the U.S. Senate. Big primary battle. And this guy's the real deal. He doesn't just talk the talk. He walks it as well. And this will be very interesting to see this primary play out. But the folks in Tennessee, Republican Party, very strong here. And I think the president overall is going to do very good come Election Day in November. All right. Well, geez, Lou, what a crazy show. Caleb Avery, what happened today?
Well, you said you drank how much sweet tea before the show started?
About a gallon.
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
I also had some sweet tea before the show as well. So
may need to cut back, guys.
I think if you do that before bed, that's how you end up with fever dreams.
Yeah.
Or flop sweat. So
what?
Flop sweat. You never heard of flop sweat?
I have.
No.
That's a conversation for another day. Homework assignment, gentlemen. You got to go watch. You got to go watch Yellowstone.
Yellowstone
comes on Sundays, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Sundays.
Homework for Sunday.
Or you can watch it on the Paramount.
Yeah. Where can you stream it?
Paramount. I don't know.
Paramount.
iTunes. I subscribe to iTunes.
Yeah.
All right, folks, tomorrow, Lord knows what's going to happen. We're going to have a great big show, I can promise you that. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be sharing a few good laughs. And, folks, we're going to get through this. I promise you, we're going to get through it. Hang in there. Get out there. Enjoy the day. Be good, America.